Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Abundant Living with Moms. Thank you for always tuning in. Thank you for the feedback and the comments and the DMs. I totally love hearing from everybody. So today we're discussing a topic that I know we've probably all heard about before. We've all struggled with in some shape or form. And it's the question of work-life balance. But I'm bringing it from a slightly different angle. I'm bringing it from the idea that to discuss the concept of being able to slay your side hustle, your career, your work-life balance. Is it possible? What does it look like for you? And you know, everybody I talk to today essentially has the equivalent of maybe 2 or 3 jobs at a time. So whether you're in a 9-to-5, whether you have your own business, you're an entrepreneur, you're a boss lady, or you're a stay-at-home mom, everybody has multiple demands on their time. And one of the main things that makes this happen is technology, because we're all connected. It feels like we have multiple jobs. Now, stay with me. Let me explain exactly what I mean. So imagine you're a 9-to-5 worker, so you have a job. The amount of time you spend scrolling through the gram, checking your Twitter feed, your Facebook, trying to respond to all the WhatsApp messages you've received, maybe you're also on Telegram. I'm not going to continue to mention all the apps you could possibly be on, but the amount of time you spend responding to all those different things, consuming all that content, creating content, sharing the perfect picture of yourself at dinner or at lunch with your girlfriends or at the seminar you just attended, all those things take so much time. And if you were to add up that much, the amount of time you spend doing all these things I've just mentioned, in addition to your job, you probably have the equivalent of a side hustle, or you have the equivalent of a part-time job. Because it will shock you when you spend time adding up how much time you spend on apps, on social media, and on your phone. It's equal to probably half of a full work day. It's easily 4 hours. So add that up over the week. That's how many hours. So let's even say 4 hours per day times 5 days a week is 20 hours. That's some people's part-time job. So when we talk about work-life balance and the inability to deal with it, it's because we're doing too much. We're doing too much, so we cannot even give our best in any of the tasks that we are doing. So it's really important for us to keep that in mind with all the things that we're trying to balance at the same time. You can balance. I have my two hands held up right now, but imagine you're trying to strike a balance between a watermelon on one hand and an egg on the other hand. It's just not possible. You can't try to balance them, right? It's the same thing now where if the demand on your time is so much because of all the various things you're doing, you almost will perpetually feel that you're out of balance and that you're struggling. So how do we make sure that we try to do everything we need to do? The question is, what do we absolutely need to do? You don't need to scroll through the gram. You don't need to be on social media. You don't need to respond to every WhatsApp message. You don't need to be in all the WhatsApp groups that you're in. You have to decide what you need to do versus what you want to do. And let's stay with this particular person who has a job, who works from 9-to-5, who's dealing with commute, but who also spends maybe 5 hours, 4 or 5 hours mindlessly spending time on social media and going through all the different messages that they've received and sharing and liking and commenting. Before you add on the fact that maybe this is a parent as well, who then has a child or children who you also want to spend quality time with. It's just not enough time. And you're only one person. So you're bound to feel tired. You're bound to feel worn out. You're bound to feel like you're always struggling to catch up, because you are. We only all have 24 hours a day. That hasn't changed. There's no technology that's going to come in place to fix that. That has not changed. So the fact that we're also busy and stressed out means that we're the ones suffering. And when we suffer because we're not managing our time well, the children tend to be the ones that actually pay the highest price for that. They're the ones who then you lash out at, you're irritated with, you don't have time for them. And your children just want you. They want you. They want to spend time with you. They don't understand you're tired. They don't understand you've had a long day. They don't understand that you're suffering from FOMO after spending so long on social media, that you're having the effect of fear of missing out. That's what FOMO stands for those who don't know. They don't know all of that. All they want is to spend time with mommy or with daddy. They want to communicate with you. They want to hang out with you. They want to tell you about their day. They want to tell you about their day in school. They want to tell you what they have learned, what's going on with them. And here they are meeting you all the time, and you're tired, you're worn out, you're stressed out, you're not in the mood to have that time with them. So can you just see, when we paint that scenario, there's no way you're going to feel a sense of peace. There's no way you're going to feel that you are able to do everything you want to do. Whew, can we just sigh and take a deep breath and realize that if we don't control our time, it's going to control us. And if your time controls you, and by the way, your time doesn't know what you really need, the things that really need you to be fully present are the ones that are going to suffer your leftovers. And our children should not be suffering our leftovers. They should not be getting the scraps of the little time we have left. So I like to just put that in perspective, because we live in such a fast time, connected time. Everything is now, now, now. I want the like now. Didn't you see my message on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on WhatsApp, on Telegram? There's always somebody just demanding a response now. And you just need to take control and slow down. You need to just say, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to turn off my phone at this time. I'm not going to respond. I've started trying to say that over the weekend, I'm not going to use social media for work, because my business is so largely tied to digital media. It's easy to always be connected, always be online. And while it might not seem like much, the fact that I'm starting to slow down over the weekend with how much time I spend on my devices and apps makes a huge difference. So, of course, I'll have the odd person who says, you know, I tried to reach you, or I WhatsApped you, or I DM'd you, and you didn't respond. And I've just started saying, oh, I don't really get on social media or use my WhatsApp over the weekend for work. And once people get used to that response, unless it's an emergency, many of these things can wait. And most of the times, these things can wait, because guess what? If it's an emergency, somebody's actually going to pick up the call, pick up the phone, and place a call to you. It's not going to be a WhatsApp message. It's going to be a phone call, a series of phone calls, and some frantic trying to reach you if there really, God forbid, was some kind of emergency. So the truth is, we can all chill. You know, life would go on. And I'm so passionate about talking to parents about this, because your children really want to spend quality time with you when they're really young. And as they start to get older, they pick up on the cues. If you are never available, you don't spend the time with them, you shoo them away, you tell them to keep quiet, you tell them you don't have time, oh, stop stressing me, oh, you talk too much. All those things just kill your child's spirit. And he or she just thinks, you know what, my parents really don't want to spend time with me. And they start to find alternatives. And that's what you don't really want. It's fine for your child to have healthy alternatives to spending time only with you. Of course, you want them to build their social skills, their coping mechanisms. You want them to figure out how to entertain themselves, of course. But you don't want them filling the time with you with alternatives because you are not emotionally available. That's dangerous. That's not what you want. And once you get them to that stage and they get older, and thanks to the technology we have today, your children have so many things that are frankly much more exciting than you. Let's be honest. You're probably not going to be as exciting as what they can find on YouTube, right? Or TikTok or whatever, wherever they're hanging out. But what you want to do is make sure that what they get from you, they can't get anywhere else. So if you allow them to fall into the habit of using other things to fill that void of the lack of time with their parents, the older they get, the less they even want to spend any time with you. And you fast forward a couple of years, you have teenagers on your hands or young adults who really don't want to spend time with you because you haven't built that connection. It becomes much harder. I don't believe anything is impossible, but I think it then becomes that much harder to create the kind of quality connection you would have liked to create with your child. So let's just keep that in mind and understand that the things we did today set the tone for later. So when we come to this whole idea of slaying work-life balance, you know, side hustle, career, all those things, my watchword is sacrifice and being flexible. Those are the two things that I will always say are important when it comes to being able to do it all. You need to realize that you will have to sacrifice certain things at certain times. And sacrifice is as simple as the idea that every time you say yes to something, you say no to something else. You know, I'm not sure I've mentioned it before on my podcast, but there's a book I read several years ago, and that's the one thing I took away from it. Every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. That's sacrifice at the most simple, basic level. There's no other way to look at it. If you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So make sure it's something you want to say yes to. And what I mean by that is if you say yes to scrolling through your phone and responding to all your DMs when you should be spending time with your children because you've gotten back from home, from work, you're at home, and this is the 30 minutes you have to spend time with your children before they go to bed, if you decided to use that time to scroll on Instagram, and I'm not knocking any of the social media platforms. I love them. I live there, let me be honest. But I also understand that I need to draw the line. So if I decide to spend that time doing that rather than spending it with my children, then that's a decision I have made. And I'm saying no to spending time with the kids. If I say, you know, between this time and this time, I want to spend time with my children talking about stuff. And not just about, everything is not only homework. So I want to hang out with them. I want to ask them what's going on, what they're thinking. If that's what I want to do, then I'm saying no to scrolling through my DMs for that period of time. I hope you get the idea. We have so much more control than we believe that we actually have. You can say no. You really can. And guess what? When you say no, you can't feel guilty, because if you feel guilty as well, it even robs you of the little time you have available. So we just really have to pace ourselves. And when we think of slaying work-life balance and side hustle and doing everything, we have to think of it as not just going nonstop. We have to think of the slaying as being able to specifically choose what you're doing and when. And because life, our brains are like muscle, the more that we train it, the more it gets easier. So if you get used to saying first thing in the morning, I'm not going to go down the, you know, rabbit hole of picking up my phone and going straight to social media, you'll get used to it, right? If you say the last thing in the evening that you want to do is sit on the floor and play cards with your kids, and everything else has to wait, you get used to it. But we have to get used to being intentional, embracing what intentional means. And we also have to stop falling victim of using buzzwords that sound great, but then we don't know what it means. We don't know how to translate it into real life. So when we say, I'm going to be intentional, I'm going to be mindful, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to slay, what do all those things mean for you? If I ask you to define what it means to slay work-life balance, what it means to be a boss lady, what it means to be intentional, mindful. If I ask you to break it down in a way that applies to your life and your reality, can you do that? So we need to ask ourselves a question. So ladies, I hope this has been useful. I just wanted us to discuss this because too many people are running around frazzled already. And we've only just started the new year. So we have to really rein it in and figure out what works for us, because each and every one of us has the things that we need to do to help us feel that we're in control. And you need to know what that looks like for you. So ladies, I hope this was useful. Well, not just ladies, actually. We have men that also listen to this. But really, this is for us, because a lot of women are always feeling guilty. And I think that just makes us even less likely to feel that we're winning at anything. Thank you for tuning in. As always, if you have questions, you can always, always slide into my DM at Lagos Moms or at Yeti Williams on Instagram, and I'll be happy to respond and see how we can take this conversation further if you need to. And I hope, look forward to, you know, talking to you soon. Have a fantastic day, and remember, slay on your terms. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Slay on your terms. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.